How are you guys doing? This is Stephen Jung from the Stephen Jung Show. I have the pleasure of talking with one of my managing partners at work, and he's the biggest 49er fan. He's truly a savant of football. When it comes down to football, when I ask about each athlete or about arm strength or anything with speed or numbers or combine, Thomas is the guy to go to. So I know a lot of you guys out there are Niner fans. I'm from the Bay Area, obviously. I am a 49er fan now because the Oakland Raiders have left, and I'm not even caring for the Raiders, and that's a dumpster dive with Gruden anyway. But I want to introduce Thomas. Thomas, so what are your thoughts about this coming year, about Shanahan and how Lynch is doing, and what do you guys think you're going to be doing for the draft? What do you think things you guys need to do?
I think we have a pretty solid structure in place already with the offense and the defense. And I'm definitely very happy with a couple of the moves they made on defense, especially with the acquisition of Dee Ford. Our defense is lacking pass rusher. Our best pass rusher was DeForest Buckner last year, and he's not even a true pass rusher. He's just a dominant defensive tackle. I think, especially with the draft coming up, if we can pick up another edge rusher, opposite Dee Ford and Solomon Thomas can play his true position in the interior with Dee Ford in the middle, we're going to be looking solid, especially with the linebacker that we picked up from the Buccaneers. I'm blanking on his name.
It's okay, you got from the Buccaneers, yeah. Okay.
He's a sideline-to-sideline linebacker, just like Wagner, and it's looking solid. I mean, a few things. It should be able to mask our secondary. You know, we have got a couple problems in the secondary, especially with the safety position, but I think a little bit of pressure on a quarterback is going to change that, and they're really going to benefit from some bad passes.
So in terms of you're very confident, you feel, with the Niner defense going into next year?
Especially with the improved pass rush. I think the pass rush is going to mask any deficiencies in the secondary.
Okay, so in terms of this one on the other side of the ball, offense, with Garoppolo coming back, you think he's going to have a good year, the year that you guys all paid him for, or we paid him for?
I think so, yeah. I mean, basically, especially with the emergence of Kittle over the middle, that guy is just about as dominant as you can get at a tight end. I like the way Shanahan uses the receivers. We don't really have a big number one or anything like that. He just likes... we have a very fast-paced offense, so little shifty guys like Goodwin, like Kendrick Bourne are going to do well. But with that being said, we still need a little bit of help in the receiver core. I think the second round of the draft is going to be a good spot to pick up a guy like Keneal Harry or Deebo Samuels. If I had a guess, I'm guessing Shanahan's going to go with Samuel just because he fits the type of receiver that he likes, just a little slot guy that can get open. Other than that, I think the running game is going to be fun to watch. I mean, there's a big stable of running backs right now. I don't know. I think Breda is going to be the lead back, and I have no idea how it's going to sort out with McKinnon and Coleman, but pretty happy with the Tevin Coleman pickup. I guess he can be sort of a power guy. Is also extremely elusive and can catch out of the backfield.
How about your what do you think you guys can do with your number one draft pick, which is a very high draft pick that you guys are having this coming?
Oh, it's gonna be a pass rush. If it's not Bosa, it's gonna be Allen. I'd like to see Bosa get drafted. Either way, somebody opposite of Dee Ford wrecking havoc is gonna be a huge plus for that defense.
You don't see yourself trading down for more draft picks or anything like that?
The only scenario I can see them trading down is if, let's just say, Bosa gets drafted first overall. Okay, so we lose out on the best edge rusher. If you can trade down a few spots and maybe pick up a third or fourth round pick, and still end up getting the pass rusher from Kentucky, that'd be the move there.
How many draft picks do you have? You have a couple ones, and only one, right? A couple twos, no.
We have a one. We have the fourth overall pick and two. I think we traded away the third for somebody. I don't remember. I think it's for Ford.
Okay. Let's talk about free agency too. I know this is kind of crazy, but in terms of how are we with your cap next year? Well, is that going to be difficult?
Oh, we have a huge cap. It's crazy. I think we started off this season with the third most cap space. And now with the new rule, it is rolling over every year. The organization has been very frugal. We're not sending anybody to huge contracts. We're not going after big name players in free agency. It's just, they're trying to build the team through the draft.
Like they did back with Harbaugh many years back with who was the GM back then? Oh my gosh.
I forgot his name.
But he had amazing, he had all the Patrick Baalke, Patrick Willis. I mean, he had Bowman. He had amazing drafts. I mean, he literally didn't miss for like 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, on defense. That's what they're, I think that's what the team is trying to do. We're not trying to set, like, there, I know there was talks about bringing in a diva like AB or like Odell Beckham, but I'm actually pretty glad those fizzled out. Don't need that distraction on the team.
So who, looking at your roster of your team right now, who do you think that's out there you would want to add in the free agency market? Because you got the quarterback last year. Obviously.
At this point, it'd probably be offensive line depth. The line right now, I think, is pretty solid, secure. I like our tackles. Obviously, that's our money right there. McGlinchey was a great pick. Joe Staley is obviously a staple at left tackle. I think Wes Richburg is a great center. And, if we can get the guards figured out, it should be pretty decent offensive line to keep Jimmy standing up.
Yeah, I think that's important to keep him up, standing up. All right, Thomas, thank you for the knowledge. And hopefully you guys got a lot out of that. And per Thomas, I guess you're going with Bosa in the first round. Signing off.